I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest state and local news on KJAN. The Iowa Lottery offers plenty of options, and judging by the operation's last record-breaking year, state residents are definitely taking their chances. But the lottery began in Iowa with some trepidation, and opposition to the games remains, even as profits rise. Lottery officials announced last week that during the fiscal year ending June 30th, the Iowa Lottery sold $339 million in tickets, gave out about $201 million in prizes, and yielded almost $85 million for the state, most of which now goes into the general fund. But critics, such as former legislator David Osterberg, say the lottery profits off the poor. Osterberg, a University of Iowa professor, says gambling, quote, preys upon people who don't have much money and can't do math. You can do almost anything better than gamble. Police in Council Bluffs report a body found in the Missouri River Saturday afternoon had apparently been in the water for anywhere from 7 to 10 days. Police, fire, and rescue personnel were called to the river's edge near the Ameristar Casino at around 1 p.m. Saturday after several witnesses boating in the area observed a body floating in the river. The subject was described as being a white male about 25 to 40 years of age. He had a stocky build, weighed around 220 pounds, had strawberry blonde hair, a scruffy beard, and mustache. The man also had tattoos on his left and right hand with names on each. He was wearing a St. Joseph's University alumni t-shirt, and a bag from an Omaha hotel was around his wrist. A caller to 911 on July the 21st had reported that someone was in the river who appeared to be in distress, but rescue crews were unable to locate anyone. Officials say they don't know if it could be the same person or not. Authorities checked the missing person's database for the surrounding area and states, but were unable to find any match for the physical description given. While an autopsy is slated to take place today, officials say early indications are circumstances surrounding the man's death are not thought to be suspicious. Anyone with any possible information about the case is being asked to contact their local law enforcement agency. A woman suffered cuts and bruises on her back and other possible injuries after she was stepped on by a cow multiple times Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. According to the Omaha World-Herald, the 50-year-old woman was taken to Mercy Hospital following the incident, which occurred at West Fair, which is the West Pottawatomie County Fair. Dispatchers say the cow stepped on the woman 2 to 3 times. The accident happened around 12:15 p.m. Officials say the woman was up and walking around after the accident, but as a precaution, she was strapped to a backboard before being placed in an ambulance. A fire northwest of Oakland Friday afternoon totaled a home, but no injuries were reported. Firefighters from Oakland, Carson, Macedonia, and elsewhere responded to the blaze at 22859 400th Street at around 2:30 p.m. Friday. A passing motorist had reported smoke and flames coming from the home. By the time the first fire crews arrived on the scene, the structure was fully engulfed. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's officials say they believe the occupant was out of town at the time of the blaze. The cause of the fire remains undetermined. The Cass County Fair continues its 6-day run in Atlantic today. The Swine Show kicks off activities this morning. The commercial exhibits building opens at 10 a.m. The Thrashing and Antique Equipment Show is slated to run from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Other events include the Decorators Showcase from noon until 4, where young people have an opportunity to decorate one room in their own style. Participants select coordinating textures and colors, consider a formal, informal, or semi-formal look, and then put those selections into a display. Each member is allowed 1 hour for the contest. Local businesses have donated and loaned samples of wallpaper or fabric as a starter for the 4-H'ers to use. The Poultry and Dog Show and Skid Loader Rodeo begins at 2 o'clock. The Texaco Country Showdown for a new music talent gets underway at 3. Share the fun at 5 p.m. with Cass County 4-H'ers showing off their talent. And the Horse Fun Show is at 6 p.m. along with the tractor pull. A healthcare organization is sponsoring a free camp that will let children with disabilities swim, play golf, and join in other activities. Allegiant Creighton Health has organized the Junior Wheelchair Sports and Recreation Camp at the Iowa School for the Deaf in Council Bluffs. The camp will run from Monday through Thursday. About 40 children from 5 states are expected to attend the annual camp, which was first held in 1990. College and high school athletes will help the children in activities including football, basketball, archery, golf, and swimming. The goal is to build confidence in the children and enhance their coordination skills and wheelchair maneuvers. Elsewhere in state news, the Wapello County Sheriff's Office is investigating the explosion of a small bomb in a library book drop in the small southeast Iowa community of Blakesburg. Librarian Rebecca Bertain says the homemade bomb was found in the Blakesburg Public Library's book drop Wednesday morning. Wapello County Chief Deputy Don Phillips said the explosion was caused by a chemical reaction inside a Gatorade bottle. No one was hurt, but Phillips says the explosion could have caused acid burns to a passerby. The sheriff's office and Iowa State Fire Marshal's office asked that anyone with information about the matter call authorities. The explosion caused less than $100 damage to the drop box and books that were inside. The Department of Natural Resources says hunters killed more pheasants in 2012, marking the first increase since 2005. The DNR said the pheasant harvest rose by 45%, with hunters killing an estimated 158,000 roosters. The increase was expected due to a mild winter mid-spring in 2012 that led to an 18% increase in the pheasant count during the August roadside survey. The DNR said there also was an increase in the hunting of bobwhite quail, mourning dove, cottontail, and squirrel. The only decline was in the harvesting of Hungarian partridge. There was a 5% increase in small game hunters in 2012. Hunting estimates are based on a survey of those hunters. This year's August roadside survey will be from August 1st through the 15th, with the results expected by mid-September. And the trial of a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by a former Floyd County attorney office worker will enter its 10th day on Monday in Bremer County District Court. Teresa Farmer's lawsuit had been expected to go to trial last Friday. Farmer's lawsuit accuses former county attorney Jesse Morrison of touching her, making sexual comments, and posting inappropriate things on the walls of his office from early 2007 until her firing in 2009. She says county supervisors and other leaders failed to act upon her repeated complaints. Morrison lost his job as a county attorney in 2010 after the Iowa Supreme Court suspended his law license after he had a sexual relationship with a client before he was elected as county attorney. And that is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.